You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So today I spoke to researcher Jude Ball from the Department of Public Health at the University of Otago about the decline in cannabis use among youth. The research published today shows that between 2001 and 2012, there was a decline from 38% to 23% in lifetime cannabis use in teens. And the number who use cannabis weekly or more often had halved from 6.7% to 3.2%. Ball began by discussing the findings of this study.
So we already knew that cannabis use had gone down in high school students in New Zealand. But what this study shows is that it's gone down across all demographic groups, and especially among Māori and students from low decile schools and younger students. And that's really good news. An obvious question is, well, are they taking pee instead? So that was something that we wanted to look at. And we found that actually use of other psychoactive drugs, as well as tobacco and alcohol, have also gone down over the period.
Why is it that you hypothesise it's gone down among these certain groups in particular?
Well, we know that cannabis trends are really closely related to tobacco trends, and smoking has gone down really strongly among Māori and students in low decile schools, so we think that could be part of the reason.
Are there really any big overarching theories as to why you think this recent decline has occurred compared to previous generations of youth?
So you're talking about the decline in substance use and risk behaviour generally?
Just generally, yeah, because I feel like many people would be surprised to hear that.
Yeah, and it's been going on for a long time. So this big shift in adolescent behaviour started in the late 90s and early 2000s, so long before social media came along, or smartphones. And we don't fully know the reasons, but some of the factors that we definitely know have contributed are that young people have less unsupervised time with their friends than they used to. They're also less likely to go out with their friends in the evening. And parenting has changed. So parents, you know, as a generalisation, parents are more involved with their teens' lives. There's better communication between parents and teenagers. And overseas research is showing that parents are less permissive about alcohol use in particular. So they're less likely to turn a blind eye and less likely to supply alcohol to their secondary school children. So those are some of the factors. But in New Zealand, one of the things that really stands out from the Youth 2000 study is the change in youth attitudes. So my doctoral research has shown that those attitude shifts, that's the biggest independent factor for the downward trend in smoking and drinking. And the biggest factor for cannabis use is the decline in smoking.
Yeah, I mean, you talked for a bit there about social media, and I was wondering if it's a correlation that we've sort of replaced these addictions with a raft of new ones.
I mean, I did look at the theory that young people are less engaged in substance use because they're so busy on their phone and they can't do both at the same time. But that theory has been pretty well debunked, that there's a direct causal relationship, for three reasons. One is, if it was directly causal, then you'd expect everywhere where the digital revolution has happened to have had this decline in adolescent risk behaviours. And that's not the case. There are some outliers like Italy, for example, and Denmark that haven't seen the same declines. And yet, you know, teens in those countries are just as attached to their phones as here. The second thing is that, as I said, the trends started in the late 90s, long before social media and long, long before smartphones. So there was obviously something else that triggered it. And finally, the kind of displacement hypothesis, it assumes that more of one means less of the other. But in fact, the research is really clear and consistent that actually they go together. So the young people that are spending more time on their phone and more time on social media are also more likely to spend a lot of time face-to-face with their friends and more likely to smoke and drink and take drugs.
Is there some criticism that this data is, obviously I'm aware you're comparing, I think it was 2001 to 2012,
yeah,
that maybe with some of these modern technologies such as vaping, how that may have affected these numbers?
So 2012 was a wee while ago. I'd be surprised if cannabis use had increased because it is so strongly linked with tobacco use and alcohol use, which have gone down. But the question of vaping, that's a really open question, and it's not something that's been explored in New Zealand yet, whether the increase in vaping is having a knock-on to other drug use. So that's something I think we really need to keep an eye on.
What do you think this means for next year's referendum?
Well, I think what's really important for next year's referendum is that we have a clear, evidence-based understanding of both the benefits of law reform and also potential risks. So obviously an increase in adolescent cannabis use is a potential risk, and I think it's one we have to take seriously. But what we know from the states is that adolescent cannabis use hasn't gone up there following legalisation or decriminalisation. So I think there are things that we can do in New Zealand to mitigate risks to adolescents. So the focus really needs to be on thinking about cannabis smoking and drinking together rather than dealing with them separately, and really making sure that we up our prevention efforts when it comes to smoking and drinking.
Given this decline in people using cannabis, do you think that that affects the likelihood of people voting yes for the legalisation?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because people's attitudes often follows from their behaviour. Mind you, among adults who are the ones who will be voting, cannabis use has actually gone up. And we have seen a definite softening of attitudes towards cannabis over the last few years in New Zealand. And I expect that that will be reflected in the referendum.
Is this a trend that's happening internationally?
Yeah, so cannabis use is going down in a lot of Western countries, as is tobacco use and drinking. But even though cannabis use has declined in New Zealand, adolescent use is still high in New Zealand compared to Australia and England, for example.
I was wondering, lastly, I'm aware that a new study is now going to be undertaken. What are you expecting to see as the results from that study?
Yeah, so the Youth 2000 survey series, the Youth 19 version, it's already being done at the moment, and so it'll only be a few months before we get the results from that. And I'm expecting that cannabis use amongst high school students will probably either stay steady or will have declined slightly, because we have seen this big downward trend in smoking and drinking. But you know, I could be wrong, and as you say, vaping could have mixed things up a bit. So yeah, we're really curious to see what those what that survey tells us.
And I'll put my hand up, we didn't get this entirely right in government, okay? So I get all of that.
BFM.
If you're interested in reading that article, it was published this morning in the New Zealand Medical Journal.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.